Chapter 41. Bernadette was dead. Recently dead. Son of a bitch. I stared at the lifeless, open eyes of the worm surgeon. Now what was I going to do? I had to make a search of the place. It was a small, round apartment. There was a couch, a shelf with dozens of books, multiple potions scattered about, a chest, and a brass lantern. The walls were covered in notes and photographs and diagrams. In the lantern was a glowing caterpillar. The lantern was the size of a coffee can, and the light filled the chamber with a blazing, yellow luminescence. The green and gold caterpillar appeared to be wearing a bowler hat. It gave off so much light, it was hard to look at.
You killed her last.
Oh, God!
Holy cow. The caterpillar was a demon. He had a flaming name over his head. You could only see it on close inspection because the light from his body burned the same color as the tag.
Count Franz.
He had a small, three-point crown after his name. Hello, Count Franz? How did I kill her?
She was infested. When you kill the parasites out there, you also kill the creatures infesting her. Blast grubs, a couple dozen of them, nasty buggers, that lot. They get into you and make themselves a part of you. Now, be a good lad and let me out of here.
I noticed an emblem painted on the base of the lantern. A triangle within a circle with several arcane-looking symbols surrounding it. As I examined the symbol, an unexpected notification appeared.
Seal of Franz added to library. A new menu is available. Demonic seals.
Maybe I will let you out. Maybe not. But I need some information first. The demon reared up. His tiny feet wriggled.
Look, mate. It's clear you recognize me for what I am, so I won't beat around the bush. Your worm surgeon friend was trapped in here. She had the grub infection and didn't want to spread it around. She evoked me and trapped me in this lantern because she was lonely and needed a nightlight. It's not the first time it's happened, and it won't be the last. Everyone knows poor Count Franz is good for nothing but as a lantern. Never mind, Bale himself trusts him to track down the crown's greatest enemies. Never mind, he led 6 legions in the first war. Boo-fucking-who.
Do you know why she was here? The caterpillar waved about angrily.
She was studying something I don't know what. Something to do with Zagan the traitor. I think maybe she was trying to track the treacherous demon down. All she would do is write and write and write on that magic piece of paper. She was going to claim the bounty for herself, that's what I think.
What? Trying to track down what demon?
Zagan, of course. Oh, yes. You call him the Shrill. He betrayed our lord. I have been tasked with hunting the demon and reporting his location back to King Vanea. Once I find him, I'll make my report to the general, and I will join him and his legions into battle against the treacherous demon.
Where do you think you are right now?
I'm in a fucking lantern.
I know you're in a lantern. Where do you think this room is?
Well, I don't know, mate. How would I know? The worm surgeon lady is dead, isn't she? She wasn't the most talkative summoner, you know. All I know is that I got evoked and I can't get out.
I turned my attention back to the notes on the walls. They were all in a language I did not understand. So were all the books. I couldn't take all the books with me, but I did grab a couple of the older-looking ones and tossed them in my pack. I examined the piles of potions on her table. There were 11 healing potions, a pair of the soul power ones with a tiny demon inside, and several other odds and ends. Next, I pulled open the chest. Inside was almost 2,000 teeth, an amulet that glowed with an enchantment, and a scroll.
The Evoker's Eye. Amulet. +10 to acumen. +1 level to evoke.
Oh, wow. My soul points bar stretched, giving the impression I'd just lost a ton of soul power. But in reality, my soul power storage had increased by almost 50%. Just like that. I next examined the scroll.
Quest item. Reading this scroll will transport the holder and party to the hidden city of Necroshire. One use only. This item cannot be sold or discarded.
The corpse of my aunt clutched onto a pin and a sheet of yellowed paper. I gently pulled the paper from her fingers. Written on it was a note.
Friend, I have sensed you out there for some time now, working your way through the shrill and healing our guardian. I suspect and trust you are a fellow worm surgeon. I also suspect that in your attempts to heal, you will slay me. I am infested with a particularly insidious form of grub, one that ties their survival into mine. There is a demon trapped in my lantern. His name is Count Franz. He has a good heart, but he is also a liar, and you must not trust anything he says. Keep him within his seal, and he will be of great use to you. This demon will pretend to be an imbecile, but he is in fact one of the greatest minds of demonkind. He is a brilliant quantum mechanic in his own right. It is he who broke our transport gazebos during the initial invasion into this world. He did so by capturing a gazebo and infecting the system with a virus. Do not let him free. You are his owner. He must obey your commands. He will not appear to be under your control, but he is, as long as he remains in his lantern. If he is freed, he will return to his work, which is to further hack the transport gazebos to his own dark purpose. He wishes to use the system to invade Medina. So far, the protective magic has held the demons at bay. Even though they don't deserve our mercy, Medina is still our home. I have written a program that will reset and repair the damaged transport gazebos. Every gazebo repaired using this method will resume normal function and will also forever lock out the demons. I have transferred the program to a chip in my brain. You must remove my head and bring it to the city of Necroshire. Within this city is a shop called Necroshire Mystical Upcycle Emporium. Bring my head there, and they will do the rest. Make haste, brother or sister. The fate of the heavens is in your hands. Bernadette.
I read the note again. It was clear. I was supposed to lop off Bernadette's head, use the scroll to get to Necroshire, and then upcycle parts of Bernadette's brain. After that, I'd have the ability to repair any transport gazebo I came across. However, this quest was designed to be used by someone who didn't already have the upcycle spell. I turned on my wicked meat skill and examined Bernadette's body. A moment later, I loaded up my scratch pad and wrote down the 15 different body parts I needed to cut out of my late aunt. I pulled out the amplification knife and went to work.
What the hell is wrong with you, mate? Are you some sort of crazed butcher? By Bale's left tit, you're worse than Bale.
I had my aunt's left kidney, her right eye, her liver, her stomach, and multiple small glands and random muscles all lined up on the floor. The room looked like someone had put half a stick of dynamite into a corpse and let it blow. I also had her brain. The brain had added itself to my quest inventory the moment I touched her head. No cutting required. Everything else came out the hard way. Of all the treasures in the room, it turned out her body was the greatest one. I went through each item, all with a 0% chance of rejection. I would have to go set myself up outside of the upper glandular area and do each upcycle in turn. I'd heal myself by killing pig spiders. Once I was topped up, I'd repeat. It wouldn't let me use my upcycle on Bernadette's brain. I had to follow the quest path, which meant I had to use the scroll. I'd do that last. All right, buddy. You're coming with me.
If you're gonna pick me up, at least give me some warning. I may be in a lantern, but I'm a demon here.
I stuffed the lantern into my bag. I'd had to remove a couple books and a couple other odds and ends I'd collected on the way to make it fit. But once I was all packed up, I set out toward the upper areas of the Shrill.
Put yourself in my slippers for a second. I am a demon. And I am in.
You have just survived a deep dive into Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon, Episode 5, The Shrill. Written by Matt Dinneman. Featuring Andrea Parsno as Binksy, Annie Ellicott as The Witch and Winky, Gary Francis Furlong as Count Franz, and Dory Sachs as Clara. Music by Aaron J. Morton. Sound design by Omid Mahmood. Editing, mastering, and additional sound effects by Richard Smith. Narrated and directed by Jeff Hayes. Want more Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon? Join our newsletter at soundbooththeatre.com and stay up to date on the next episode, releasing every last Thursday of the month. Can't wait for a month for the whole story? You can find Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon on Kindle by searching Amazon. Can't get enough of the Matt Dinneman and Jeff Hayes team? Check out Dungeon Crawler Carl on Audible. Looking for more game-lit and lit RPG audio? Check out the fantastic communities out there and Facebook groups, including the Gamelit Society, Lit RPG Books, and the Lit RPG Forum. Or, if Reddit is more your style, check out r/LitRPG. Text copyright 2019 by Matt Dinneman. Production copyright 2021 by Sound Booth Theatre. A Sound Booth Theatre production.
In this tiny wee lantern for centuries. Do you think that's fair? This is absolutely ridiculous. Centuries trapped in a stupid wee lantern, being carted about like some sort of second-hand satchel. I should not be confined to this wee lantern that any wee scrub with their fleshy hands can pick up. No matter who they are, or where they're from, or what kind of power they have. Me, in here, being picked up by just anybody. Absolutely ridiculous. I won't have it. I'm getting out! I can't get out. Never mind. I don't need to. Years and years, centuries and centuries, stuck in a stupid wee lantern. You don't give a shit, do you? No, you're just going to carry me about. Like you own me. I'm not your property, do you hear me? I'm not. You make me sick.